Okay, everybody, so today we begin Chazara. If anyone didn't get the Chazara questions, they're right here. Okay. Take Kulshias Atoysis, Legabe Achilik Ben Achaz Ishto, Lenida, Legabe Ptur, Yimu Mechalitza. So, we know the Achos Ishto is the one example of an erva that is only b'chaye Ishto, right? Because normally the erva, once an erva, always an erva, right? Bito, etc. All these things are always ervas. But Achos Ishto is only when the Ishto is alive, right? So Achos Ishto. So now, if your brother is married to your Achos Ishto, so that's one of the cases where you can't do Yibum Chalitza, because it's an erva, and it passes the tzara. Now, what if the Tosi has a kasha in Lakshas to deal with the Osul Yodman? Avul Bisha Matara Acharka, Kamuachas Ishta, She'ein Misya Bemis, Afil Mesa Ishto Achrechim. Because what if later on his brother dies and then his wife dies? So now this Achos Ishto, so at the time that his brother dies, he was supposed to do Yibum with Achos Ishto, but she's an erva. So you can't do Yibum with Achos Ishto. Right? But say later on, his wife dies, so she's no longer Achos Ishto. So then he should be able to do Yibum with her. But we say no. It shouldn't say at the Shas Nefila, at the Shas where the Chiv Yibum began, there was no Achos Ishto at the time of that the Yibum began. She was Achos Ishto, and there was an Isser Erva, and there was Kares. So even if later on the person dies, nonetheless, it's just the Shas Nefila was an Erva, then we go back to the Shas Nefila. Right, that's the yisod. So Tosfos says Akasha. So say your brother's wife, when your brother died, she was a nida then. So you can't do yibum then, because she's a nida. So what are you going to say that since at the Shas Nefila she was a nida, you can't do yibum? So even when she goes to the mikvah, the face sometime later, and she's no longer Nida, then there's no Yibum also, since at the Shas Nefila? Doesn't make sense. I mean, it's not true. I don't know if it doesn't make sense, but it's not true. No one's going to say that if the woman, your sister-in-law, at the time that your brother died, was a Nida, so now, and you couldn't do Yibum then, so therefore, you can't do Yibum later, even when she becomes a Tahora. Because it's the Shas Nefila. But the question is, why not? What's the difference? In other words, the only time they ask it is from Achos Ishto, because the Achos Ishto is the only erva that changes. The other ervas is what's an erva, always an erva. Here, it's only an Achos Ishto is only an erva when your wife is alive. Then her sister is an erva to you. So that's what he asked the question. Ein lahakshas, the nida teyasa liyomam, Aval pisha metara acharka chamoachos ishto she'emis yabemas afil mesa ishto acharechein dolo domi. Tachos ishto shara esa isu omen al yovim tfei mishar b'nei adam. Achos ishto is different. Aval nidu kuyal masira. He says because achos ishto is also to every, only also to you. Anida is also to the whole world. So that's not that concept of an erva that since this was an erva b'shas nefila doesn't apply to nida because nida. And erva means somebody who is related to you, and because of the relation to you, you can't be with, you can't marry them. But nida is a universal thing. Nida, you can't be with anybody, right? So, you have the first packet. So if you look in the Tosas Harash, thank you. Tosas Harash says, "I'll need the kulei alma surah v'lo mikraya erva, the ena surah mishum korva." There was need has nothing to do with being a relative, because erva is because of a relative. Need has nothing to do with being a relative. So since it has nothing to do with a relative, so. It's going to be you don't have that din of erva that that's b'shas nefila. So it's not called erva. So this whole halacha doesn't apply to nida. And that's how the Tosas Rosh is elaborating the Tosas. Because Tosas says that achas ishto is only to you, whereas nida is l'kulei alma, and that's the idea that also to you means it's a relative to you, so it's an erva. That's what an erva is. All the erva, I don't know, all maybe the behema or something, but nida is different. Because nida is l'kulei alma. Okay. And that's we have the Shimon Shkopin here also. That's in packet 4. Okay, good. I don't know, this way we won't confuse who's packet 4. Thank you, Sam. Thank you. So Rav Shimon Shkop on page 6 in packet 4 says it in the following way. Nida ein kavana satora lamnoa ishus vachastastas vachabi agreda asura. In other words, nida is an isabia. It's not an isab marrying. The other cases, it's an isachastas. And that's what the Brisker Rav says, a similar idea. Shani Surashai called in an Iker den Yibum, like the Maisa Abia, Yevshal Kaimi Mitzvah. Any Surah Sosa called Iker den Yibum. Because Yibum is about getting married. As he's saying before, Yibum is a din of getting married. But Erva is that you can't marry them. Now, Nida is not a din in Issa of getting married. It's an Issa of Bia. So it's nothing to do with this whole thing. So that's how Shimon Shkop and the Briskirov say there's a chiluk between Achos Ishto, which is an Issa of marriage, and this is an Issa of Bia. And the Tos Rosh really saying the same idea. He's just saying that one is an Issa because of the an Erva. Etc. Number three, Madin in Yobam Val Yivimtok Shihidida in Kana Olo. So the Tosus continues. It quotes the Gemara Pesachim. That it says that if a person was Boel his wife and she was Anida, so Beshogeg, so he's Chayev a Korban, but if he's Boel a Yevama, if who's Anida, he's Potter. Because he was doing a mitzvah at the time. So as you see from there, so he's doing a mitzvah, it means he was Konah. So you see from there that if a Yavam was Bam Yimimto, Kshinida, then it's Konah. You know, you're not supposed to do it. But it'd be Chal. Because again, the Tosfos Rosh says it's not an Erva. And Rav Shimon Shkop, the Briskarov say that Nid is not a nisr of marriage, it's a nisr of bia. So therefore, there is. So if it's a nisr of bia, so it's not a stira to Yibam per se. Just the technicality. The Yibam needs Bia, you can't do Bia. So once the Issa goes away, but the those that are an Erva, it's an Issa to marry because they're relatives, that doesn't go away. And even if later on the relative is no longer a relative, with the one example of Achos Ishto. But since Lamaisa, at the time of the Nefila, they were your relative. It wasn't just an Issa Bia, it was Issa Chastas, it was Issa Erva. So Lamela, once Potter, then always Potter. Okay. So that's. But the din is kana. That's what Tosus proves. So Tosus is saying that Nida is not only different, that it'll work later, it'll even work now. Even though now you're not allowed to do it, but if you went ahead and did it, in other words, you were boiled the Yavama while she was a Nida, even though you're not supposed to do that. But nonetheless, the Yibam was chal. Yibum's chal because Lamaisi did a Maisabiyah. Lamaisi did a Maisabiyah. Ah, so you'll tell me, but. So you Kona. And the only reason why you're not Kona by an Erva is because you're not allowed to marry an Erva. So that's a stira to the Yibum. Here it's not a stira to the Yibum, it's a technicality. The Yibum needs Bia. Okay, so that's number three. Number four. Ba'er hadin shel darchei noam v'nogei ladin shel v'zera ein lo. So then we continue in the Tosas. And we said, Lord Nir Lachalik, the Achos Isha, Afal Pisha Mesa, Ishto Achrechen, Shuv Lotizoki, the Yibum, came Shadifter of Shahachas, Mishim Shanemar, Darche, Darche Noam. That once you niftara, once you're off the hook, so the Torah's not gonna later on, if you're say that she can't, she, whereas if the time of the Misa she's off the hook because she's a relative, so it's not darchei noam, it's not pleasant to have later, she has to, she's stuck to you, right? Once she's severed the relationship that she no longer has to marry the man, that man, then it's not going to flip back. That's not darchei noam. That's someone who you were, relationship was severed, now is going to flip back to you. And then he gives a, he sends you to a Gemara in Yevamos on Pei Zayin Amid Beis. So let's look in Yevamos. On Pei Zayin Amid Beis. So what's the din over here in Pei Zayin Amid Beis? So what are we talking about? What's the din of Yibum is what? So if he has a son, then there's no din Yibum, right? All din of Yibum is Ben Einlo, right? So what happens if a woman has a son and her husband dies, so the brother-in-law doesn't do Yibum with her, right? Because she has a son. But what if later on, after the death of her, the death of the brother-in-law, or the death of her husband, so now she's not chayiv to do yibum with the other, with her brother-in-law, because she has a son. But what if, God forbid, that son dies later? So now she doesn't have a son anymore. But say she already married. She already married. Now she lost her son, God forbid. So are we going to say, well, now she has to do chalitza with her, the Yavam? Or do we say no, since at the time of the death of her husband, she was off the hook from him because she had a son, so it doesn't pop back. So the Gemara says, because it wouldn't be Darchei Noam to say, Rashi says, you know, that now she has to do Chalitza, which is like, it will make her feel like cheap in the eyes of her husband. In other words, what happened? She lost her husband, right? And she had a kid. So she wasn't have a chiyuv to do yibum with her brother-in-law. And then she married someone. And now she lost the kid, God forbid. So now we're going to say that this married woman is going to have to do undergo chalitza through her brother-in-law? No, because at the time of the death, there was no chiyuv. So finished. And you're going to make her do chalitza now, it's going to, it's going to be an uncomfortable situation. It's not going to be Dacheha Dache Noam. Yeah, no. Right. So, but the mice, you're right. So, really, they should have been a chiv, but the Dache Noam thing overrides that. So the Torah is not going to require something that's not to do. That's not Dache Noam, and it's not a proper thing. It's not nice. It's just Ganai, that now she's already married and now she has to go to this guy, you know, to get a chalitza, and she's already married to the other guy. It's just lo na'im, lo noam. So Mamela, that's the, so the same thing that Tosa says in our case, that that when the achos, if at the time of the death she he was the achos, the woman was the achos isha of the brother-in-law, but then his wife died, we're not going to make the chiv, is not going to resurface. Okay. Then we had another Gemara. Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. So it's the Mishnah, Kuf Yud Aleph from the base. Yovan Koton Shabo or Yivamak Tana. So say, in other words, this man lost the wife lost a husband, and she's still a Ktana, the wife. Right, a Ktana, she can get married off. Tana can get married, because her father can marry her off. So she married this man, say he was a gadol, and he has a brother that's 10 years old. So she's 8 and he's 10. Okay? And now, so now what do? Do they do Yibum? So the Mishnah says, Yovam Katan Shabal Yovam Ktana. In other words, they do Yibam. They consummate the marriage, right? The royal be, if a man royal be is 9 years old, for a woman it's 3, so he's 10, she's 8. Say. And now say he decides he doesn't like her, so you have to give her a get. But you can't give a get till you're a gadol. So after the Yibum, he's 10, she's 8. So now they're mamash and eishes ish to each other. They're married. The 10-year-old with the 8-year-old. So now, if they want to get divorced, they have to become yigdul, he has to become a gadol. So that's the din of the Mishnah. But what do you see over here? That we let them do Yibum even when they're Ketan. Right? We let them do Yibum even when they're Ketan. So Tosus quotes this Gemara on Beis Amin Aleph. The Kamar. Rabbi Balav Hachanami lo matzis amrit migam idin tashta surule wasu hachi charle. So if you take a look in the Gemara there, the Gemara has to take a look at Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says, a discussion. Lema masnisa de lo krab meir. Atanya katnu katana lo choltsim lo yim yabim. Divrei meir. Rab Meir says that you can't have a katan and katana do yibum to each with each other, because yibum basically is a relationship that really should be osur. It's just b'mokam mitzvah we permit it. Because, as you said, Corey, they're going to make a new family, right? But who knows? Maybe this cotton is not going to be able to have children. Maybe he's impotent. And maybe the katana also is not maybe able to have children. So we're not going to know that till they're older and see how they develop. So if we let them do you have Bia now, it could be that there's an Issacharis that's going to come out, because maybe they weren't royally Yibum and they got married and their relatives, which normally would be okay if it's B'makom Yibum, but maybe they don't have the physical qualifications to do Yibum, even though they could physically have relations, but they might not be able to bear children. Right? So that's why Reb Meir says no. You can't do it. You can't have two ketanim cohabit together, and which is against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that yavon yigdul zeim ze. Right. So then the Gemara says, "Amar of Chanina Chazal, v'atig d'man kol bi'o bi'o yisurhu al mechavar d'mashnis in lokar meir." So the Mishnah is not like a meir. So Amar bay, Amar kor, yivama yavala kol duhu. Whereas, as long as he can be ba'alaha, that's good enough. Even though he may not be able to bear children together, that's good enough. And Rava Omer Balav Hachinami Lomatis Amrit, Miga Midi the Hashta Asirale, Lubarsa Shai Tashari. So what is he saying? What is Rava saying? Rama Rav Yehuda, Marav, Kol Yivam, Shein, and Nikor, B'shas, Tefil, Yivam, Yavala, Harei, Ke, Eish, Usach, Sheish, Loban, and Masura. So if you look back in the Tosis, so Rav is saying, he's explaining that what are we going to tell them? Say this happens, that he's 10 and she's 8. So what are we going to tell them? Wait 3 years. Wait 3-4 years. Wait till he's 13. That's not Darchei Noam either. So he says that the guy caught in the Kaman, the Kamar, Rava Lavachin Namilo Matis Amrit, Mikamidi the Hashta Asurale, Masahaki Sharile. In other words, it can't be. In other words, that now they're going to be Asur, and then later on, when he becomes a Kotel, they're going to become Mutter. It's a whole Tali Mishas Nefila. So he says like this, that to wait, if the kids are cotton, that's not considered a lack of Darchei Noam. Because you have to wait till it's a certain age. That's not crazy, but to make someone who's originally usher to do yibum and now becomes mutter to do yibum, that's not considered Darchei Noam. So that's what the Gemara says in Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Rava Amar Balav Hachanami Lomatis Amrit. Mika me did Hashta Sirulei Vulabasa Shaita Sharia. Famar Vihudam Rav Kol Yvam Shayna Kori Mishas Nafil Yvam Yavola Reiki Eshesach Shesh Lobon Vasura. So the verse says, "Vayim hachanami." Amar kroki yeshu achim yachdav afil ben yom echad. So we have Xeris Hakasov that even if what? Even Yom Echad, Yeshu Yachta Komak, Yavom Yavola, Afilo Havi, Mashma Koldu, Misvah Sharia, Bikatnas. As long as Ki Yeshu Yachta, Achim Yachtov. So Bikitzer, he's saying that that's, in other words, to wait, that wouldn't be considered a lack of Darchei Noam. So that's what the Mishnah holds. Yavam Katan Shabal Yavam Katana Yigdulu Zaimze. So that's not, but to somebody who was originally Osir and not bound to this woman, now to make them bound to the woman, that's a lack of Darchei Noam. Okay. So after we had this whole discussion about Nida, we came into the discussion of whether there's Yarek Val Yavor by Nida. In other words, we saw the Tosis Rosh says it's not an Erva. But I don't know if that necessarily proves it's not Yarek Val Yavor, because it's in the Parsha of Arayis. It's not an Erva in the sense that it's not an Issa Chasnas, it's an Issa Bia. So it wouldn't necessarily have the din that you that part of some Yibum v'chalitza. But it's still in the Parsha of Arayis. So the question is, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, cohabit with this woman who's a Nida, are you allowed to do it to save your life, or do you have to give up your life? In other words, if somebody any the other arayas, if someone tells you to do it, so that is, you give up your life and you don't violate. But if it's not a relative, it's a single girl, but she's a nida, what would be the story there? So we saw that there's a discussion of this in the Ritva and in the Avnei Nezer. So the Ritva writes Beferish that the Gemara asks Amrin Leos B'chum Razu that the din of Yarek Val Yavor applies to Nida. That's what the Ritva. That's what the Ritva says. That Yarek Mil Yavor applies to Nida. He says has to be an issur d'oraisa b'misa or pagam, and that's what he writes. So this question is not so poshut. So let's try to figure out what the halacha is. Now, what's the source of Yarek Val Yavor? So, my rotzeach, the din is that, say, kill this guy or we'll kill you. So the halacha is you have to be killed, you can't kill the other guy. And the Gemara says, because my chaz is a didach sumak tfei. Who says your blood is? Who says you deserve to live more than he does? So you can't kill him to save your own life. My chaz is a damach. Right. There's a discussion we mentioned between the Rav Yishaya Pick and the Noda Behuda. What if the other guy is a treifa? What if the guy is not going to live? He's still alive, but he's not viable. So could you say, well, so if you kill a treif, you're not chayav misa. So you see that the Torah puts a treif on a lower level. So if we say to the guy, kill a treif, we'll kill you. So Rav Yishaya Pick says you could kill the treif to save your own life because your blood is redder than his. Because haraya, if you would get killed, the rotzeach would be chayav misa. If he would get killed, the rotzeach wouldn't be chayav misa. And Rav Noda Behuda says it's not true. That is, treifa is alive, and therefore you can't kill a treifa to save. That's why it's relevant to the discussion of heart transplants, because a heart transplant you can only do when the heart is still pumping, right? But the question is, can you take a heart out of one person to give to another person? So that's Yarek Val Yavor. You can't kill one person to give to another person. But what if so usually the case is that the person they want to take the heart from is already brain dead. So someone will say, so it's talim whether brain dead is dead or not. So brain dead is dead, so he's a dead person. His heart might be pumping, but halachically he's dead. So then you can take the heart and give to the other. But if brain dead is alive, then you can't. But Rav Gershuni points out, but if you say like your Yishaya Pick, that even if brain dead is alive, but it's still a treifa. It's still not a viable person. So then even if brain dead is alive, but it's a treifa, and according to the Yehudi, you can't kill a treifa to save a ben kayama, but according to Rav Yishaya Pick, you're good. Because so that's the din of Yarek Val Yavor by a rotzeach. So what about Eishes Ish? So, the Torah has the pasuk. Of Rotzeach together with, did I put the Pesukim in here? Oh no, yeah. Yeah. The Torah says like this, in page 3 going to page 4. Unpack it, 3. If you have a woman who's an Arab Marasa, and she's 12 years old, she's married. But Nara Marasa means she received Kedushin. But you know, Bezman Chazal, they would give the ring, L'shem Kedushin, and they wouldn't live together for a whole year. It's not like today, where you give the ring under the chuppah, and then you live together, you know, right away. You know, Bezman Chazal, there was a year gap. So she was, that was a Nara Marasa. So the Pasuk says, if a man comes, another man, not her husband, but another man comes and sleeps with her, and so if they do it willfully, so then you kill both of them. But if he rapes her, right, and he forces her, then he gets killed because he's having relations with an Eishes Ish, but she is okay, right, because she didn't do anything wrong. Because she was yelling out, but there was no one to hear her because she was in the field. And then the Gemara makes a comment. La'nara lo sasa davein la'nara chet mavis kikasha yokum ish al ra'eir utzorcho nefesh. Just like when somebody goes and kills somebody, so the guy, the victim, is innocent, so too when someone rapes somebody, so the victim is innocent. The other person, who the perpetrator, is guilty. So the Gemara, the Pasuk, compares the Ritzicha scenario to the Naram, to the Gila Raya scenario. So it's compared in both ways, that we learn from Ritzicha to Nara Marasa. So we say that just like Nara Marasa, just like Ritzicha is Yarek Val Yavor, for the Svar of Maichaz is Domek Tzukma Tvei, so too Nara Marasa is also Yarek Val Yavor. Right? That's how the Gemara learns it out. But in the same Gemara, the Gemara says another point. That Manara Marasa Nitan Matzila Benafsho. In other words, if somebody sees the guy trying to rape her, so somebody is allowed to go and kill him. To stop it. Right? And how do you know that? Because it says, Eimo Shilo. There was no one there to save her. Mashma, if there was someone there to save her, he's Mechuyiv to save her. And so we learn from there that the same thing by Rotzeach. That if you see somebody who's about to kill someone else, you could kill him. Okay, so those are the two. So the Gemara learns out from Rotzeach, from Nara Marasa, that the din of Nita Matzila Benafsho, that you can kill the perpetrator, and Nara Marasa learns out from Rotzeach the din of Yareg Val Yavar. Well, so So some want to say that since these two dinim are learned out one from another, the din of Nitan Latzila Menafsho is learned from Nara Marasa to Rotzeach, and the din of Viragar Al Yavor is learned from Rotzeach to Nara Marasa. Right? So we have to find out what's the din. So maybe these two dinim are equated, the din of Nitan Latzila Menafsho and the din of Viragar Al Yavor. So what would be the din if somebody's about to be Boel Anida? Would you be allowed to kill the person? Whereas if a person's about to be Boel Anashus Ish, so you could kill him to stop from doing that. But would he? Would it be... So some say, the Avnei Nezer quotes Rashi, that Rashi says, no, you only do it when there's a Begamba Rabba. You only do it if a man is about to beboil his sister, he's about to beboil an Eshes Ish, where as a result of that union, there's going to be a mamzer coming out. Then you could stop him from doing it. But if as a result of the union, there's no mamzer, like by Anida, someone's boil Anida, so there's no mamzer that come, right? Whereas if parents weren't keeping Taras and Mishpacha and they had a child, the child is not a mamzer, right? That's that would be a very difficult situation if the halakha would be different. But the halakha is not that way. The halakha is that there's no mamzer for being boiled in either. Right? So if that be, so some want to say, the Avnei Nezer quotes this Rashi on page 9 here, 9 Gimel Amud Beis, that only began Rabba, when Arayas decreases Shem Chamuras, Favich Heposim Ruva Shavlad Mamzer. Only then you say that Nitan Latzila. So the Avnei Nezer wants to suggest, so that means that Nida is not in the Parsha of Matzilim Biyodo. So if it's not in the Parsha of Matzilim Biyodo, so then that means, so it's not in that parsha of Nara Marasa, it doesn't apply to Nida. So then the din of comparing Rotzeach to Nara Marasa of Yaragal Yavar also won't apply to Nida. That's what the Avnei Nezer says. However, give me 1 second. However, the Minchas Chinuch has a discussion where he says that according to the Rambam, he says, Nid is b'chal arayis, and it's mashma that there's a din of Nita Latzilo even by Nida. But the Rambam doesn't necessarily seem to say like that. It's enough that it's chayvi misa. In other words, the Rambam doesn't seem to say that you need to be a mamzer. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say that there's a machlokas Rashi in the Rambam where the nital natzila menafsho by nida. Now, if you assume like the Avnei Nezer that the din of Yarag Val Yavor is totally in the din of Nitan Latzil of Anavcho, so then it would be a machlokas. Then it would come out that this machlokas Rashi and the Rambam would be a machlokas also Lagabe where there's a din of Yarg Val Yavur by Anita. And that's that's the Michas Chinuch. Let's see where he writes that point. Page 15, he says, name of the word, Nachas Nara Marosa has Mises Chavik Krisis, Nita Natsil of an Afshom. He pushed the Nita Navi Bechal Zed, Vimichavik Krisis, Vimichal Rise of the Okay, neither the Lanasa Zona, Vein of Lan Mamze, Kayadua, Enkam Begam, Velonita Latzila Benafsha. And the Rambam says not, but. So it could be. So if you look in the Ritva, the Ritva says that. The Ritva is the one who equates the two. You know, it was before the Avnei Nezer. The Ritva says the question of whether Yarek Val Yavar applies to Nida is Toloi on whether there's a din of Matzilos on Biyadam. When someone is about to ball on Nida, are you allowed to shoot them? So he assumed that there is a din of Nida on Matzilos. So in the footnote, he quotes this Michas Chinuch. That is a machlokas we showed him, right? About this between. Does he say it beferish? Does he quote the. One second. But he says it's totally in this, and then the Michas Chinuch says this question is the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. And the Avnei Nezer says like Rashi. What do you say, Rob? Because in other words, the Gemara says Pagama Rabba. It has to be, you only say Nita Lasil of Nafsho if you're saving the woman from a big degradation. So what's called a big degradation? So Rashi writes a big degradation has to be like Croesus, but also has to have a Vlad Mamzer, because it's a big embarrassment when a woman is giving birth to a kid and now everyone knows this kid is a Mamzer. But the Rambam doesn't mention that. So the Rambam might mashma that it's Croesus is alone is a big degradation to just have relations with Croesus, even if it's not going to have a Vlad Mamzer. So basically, the Ritva is making that connection, and the Michas and the Avnei Nezer made the same connection. It's just that the Avnei Nezer. Quotes the Rashi. So Rashi So that's why he has the kasha on the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef says there is Yarg Val Yavor by a nida. Right? That's the Beis Yosef's thing, that you can't Beis Yosef says, the Ramban says, you can't take your wife's pulse if she's a chol she'im bo sakana. But she's chol she'yesh bo sakana, then it's allowed. And he says, well, that's the Ramban Lashitosso, who holds well, Sikravu is only the Rabbanan. But according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Rambam, that it's the Raisa, the Beis Yosef says, so then there would be a problem to take your wife's pulse, even though it's not their chiba. So that's so in the end of the day, the Avnei Nezer, the Ritva says you have to give up your life. Both the Ritva and the Avnei Nezer are assuming that it's tolle in the Ein Matzil Miyado, but the question is, what's the din of Ein Matzil Miyado? Nital Matzil not? Does it apply to Anida or not? I wrote here Mitzvotchin of Mitzvotchof Reish. Right, because that's where all these things are. Okay, so that's the Then right, number nine we did already, the beer of Shimon Shkop, that neither is a din of beer, not a din of marriage. Then we just discussed recently the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, right? The Lo Sikravu is Lo Sikravu a Rambam says that whenever you hug and kiss Aderva, that's Lo Sikravu. You get Malchus, and the Ramban says no. Lo Sikravu means that Bia. If you don't have Bia, there's no Malchus. And hugging and kissing, the Ramban says, is either only Drabonon or it's like a Chatzi Shir. Okay, then we discussed on number 11, the din of Ha'ara. Ha'ara is Tchilas Bia, right? In other words, the question is, whenever the Torah asks Ma'isa Bia, so do you have to have a full Bia? Do you have to have full penetration or even partial? So normally the din is that hara is good and is sufficient. As long as there's a tchilas bia, that's sufficient. So what does this have to do? So what this has to do is that there is a Yerushalmi. Let's find the Yerushalmi. On page 23. So the Yerushalmi, discusses this as well, because it says Ervasa Chosimchar Amul Tzorch Yotzul Adu Barayim. Because it says by Achos Imcha She'eiro Hera, because he did Ha'ara by these cases of Achos Imcha, etc. So then Yerushalmi asked the question, but you have a pasuk by Ha'ara by Nida Gilsa Servos as Mekora Hera. So why do you need a separate pasuk by Nida if you know by other Arayas Ha'ara is enough to be considered a Maisa Bia? So the Yerushalmi answers, Shlo Tomer Hol Vein Chayavim Aleh El Mishum Tumas Araya Lo Nasa Ba Es Hama'ara Kegomer. Fumkein Tzarech Meimar. He says, because need is different. So you might think need is different. Lamed Gamkin Alar Shalot Tomer the Einan Ol Meidim Need the Mishar Arayis Then Chayevim Leal Mishum to Meserva Velo Damil Hanach Mal the Tamed the Lonasa Bahamara Kegomer Kamash Milan. Because you might think that need is different, because it's not an erva, it's not tumas erva, so therefore I need a special pasuk. I need a special pasuk to say that ha'ara is considered bia even for the iser nida as well. So someone will bring a raya from this Yerushalmi that nida is different than regular rayas. That's why they needed a special pasuk to say that there's a din of ha'ara by nida as well. And that's Rav Yosef Engel on page 28, the third column, says I know Yerushalmi. The part Lam Yotzes Mechal Rais Lichtel Bedin Ara Tzi Lamilfa Bishar Rais Bishar Shalotom Hol Vein Chayam Ola Al Mishum Utuma Onasa Ben Lamar Kegomer Umur Mize Gam Ke Denida the Baila He Tuma Lo Isser etc. It's not a regular erva. Hilka chavamina lo yafina mishar rais. And then he says, what's the nafkamina? Linyan yarag val yavor. And if it's not like shar rais, then maybe there's no din of yarag val yavor. But he says, but the Beis Yosef is not mashma that way. That's the question. The din of Ara Benida is its chayef. And how is that related to Yarag Val Yavor? Because by the fact that it needs a separate pasuk, so someone bring him, the Rav Yosef Engel wants to bring a raya from the Yerushalmi, then maybe it shouldn't be Yarag Val Yavor by the fact that it's not assumed under the other arayas that it needs a special pasuk to be mechayef and the tchilas be a alo. And that's number 11. And Chavtis Yov spoke about this a little bit as well. Whether it's at the end of Tuba, Isser, whatever. Okay, good. Okay, so Rabbi says, so this is the this patch 3, and then maybe we'll do one more question to number 12. What's the din of Yibum Chalitza by Chai V'Lav? Where it say, say you have the brother passed away, and this woman he was married to was a grusha. So she was previously married before. And the brother, no, that's not a good case. To say she, well, she's a mother, say she's a zona or whatever. She's a chayvi lav in the kohen. And now the brother was a, will Yibum take, what's the din if the person, in other words, the cases in the Mishnah were all like krisus, things like that. They're all ervis. But what if it's only a chai v'lavin? Could you do Yibum Chalitza to chai v'lavin? That's the question. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Chafa Amralev, Klal Amru B'Yivama Kol Shei Yisra Erva L'Chaletzes Lo Yimus Yabemis. But if it's Yisra Kedusha, Amal Kogon, Grusha B'Chalut L'Kion Hedya, so you can't do Yibum because it's Chai V'Lavin. And you have to, and you, but it's not an Erva, so you can't say you potter from Chalitza, so the din is Choletzes V'Lo Misyamemes. They say, for example, Rashi says, the first brother, the two brothers are Kohanim, and one brother married a Grusha, B'Isser, but he married her. And now he dies. So does this other brother have to do Yibum to her? So the answer is no, because it's also to him. Right? It's also to him. But is he potter from Chalitza? Also not, because it's not an Erva. So it still has to do Chalitza to the Chai V'Lav. We'll pick up tomorrow. So we're up to question 13, which is pretty good. Okay, so Chazarova, we did a nice amount. You know, Chazarova, you get it. You know, use the Seder to go through each question, make sure you understand them. Make sure you know it inside, where it is, not just on you're looking at notes, you know. That's why we have every packet, we have every mucker inside. You can see it, just take it out, be organized. If you don't have folders, you should get yourself folders, because if you don't have folders, everything's going to be a hodgepodge. So this way you have an organized system of filing everything, of knowing where everything is. And then you see, in the course of half a year, how much you know. Now, if you, after a chazar, you feel good about yourself. You have a kinyan and so many different inyanim. Okay, so we'll start milchah soon. And Bezru Shem, again, this Thursday, 12 o'clock, we're having our annual masiba. Should be very nice. It always is, the Hanukkah masiba upstairs. There's latkes and sufkaniyot. Please, everyone should come. It lasts an hour, from 12 to 1. Then we clean up, and then we have a regular Thursday shiur at 1:15.